G'day Limestone Coasters, welcome to another catch-up. Here's what happened this morning on the Limestone Coast Triple M.
Across the Limestone Coast,
you and Grant for breakfast.
Feels good,
Now, Limestone Coasters, last night, the town is in a bit of a buzz. It seems that about 10:40 last night, the town was shook. There was a flash in the sky, and there are reports right the way across South Australia into Victoria, right the way across to Melbourne, of a meteor coming across the night sky. Big boom, lots of flashes, lasts about 2 seconds, and social media has gone wild about it. If you have any dash cam footage of said meteor coming across the sky, streaking across the Limestone Coast, I would love to see it. I would love you to jump online to the Triple M and Limestone Coast Facebook page. Tell me all about it.
You and Grant.
For breakfast.
Triple M.
The Limestone Coast 963 Triple M. The Labor leadership has come to a two-horse race, at least at the moment. And Jeff, Tyler and Luke this morning were talking about it on the night shift.
The two men who have put their hand up for the Labor leadership are set to embark on their own mini-election campaign to convince party members why they should be chosen to lead. Chris Bowen and Anthony Albanese are both gunning for the top job and both have admitted there's plenty of work ahead of the review for Labor's policies.
Some people are saying the next Labor Prime Minister isn't in the Parliament yet.
No, look, I've always been a person to look at a leader that has a certain amount of presence and integrity. And when you have a look at some of our great leaders, they've got that presence and integrity. I'm not saying these chaps haven't, but you have a look at Malcolm Fraser, Gough Whitlam,
Bob Hawke
is obviously the pinnacle.
Ben Chifley.
Even Keating, love him or hate him, he had integrity. There was a certain amount of integrity there, but he had presence. Has Chris Bowen got presence? I don't know if he's got any presence.
Mm.
But that's just me, okay? Anthony Albanese, they've both got integrity and they're smart men to get to where they are, but I'm not quite sure if they've got the stature to lead the whole nation to beat the Liberals.
It will be an interesting race, I can guarantee that, and a mini-election, as the boys said. But it brings up an interesting point. They were talking about Labor and the fact that the possibility is that the next Labor leader, the next Labor Prime Minister, hasn't even entered Parliament as yet. And that is all because of the presence of leaders. Now, we have had a number of prime ministers who have been incredibly enigmatic over the course of the last 50 years. Does ScoMo even have that? Scott Morrison, prime minister, won the election on the weekend. Does he have the presence of some of the great leaders that we have had as a nation? It's an interesting question.
You and Grant
for breakfast.
Got to send a shout out to Malcolm, one of the taxi drivers this morning. Yes, I wimped out. I got a taxi into work today. I have been feeling ill for the last couple of days with a cold and just couldn't face getting onto a bike. He was telling me all about seeing the flash of the meteor that crossed across the sky last night. It crossed right the way across South Australia into Victoria as well. Some fantastic dash cam footage is online this morning from some motorists on the Geelong to Melbourne freeway catching a glimpse of the meteor as it went overhead. Would love to know whether you saw it. Would love to know whether you have dash cam footage of it. You can always join the conversation. 13 20 17 is the number to call. Now, speaking of joining the conversation, just had a lovely lady give me a call. Apparently, there is a possibility of emergency services at a house fire on Baku Road. Just a reminder to keep away from emergency services and let them do the job that they are there to do.
For breakfast.
Feels good.
Waking up has never felt so good.
You and Grant for breakfast.
One of the big stories of the morning, Jamie Oliver's empire has collapsed. The chef is saddened after his restaurants have gone into administration. Up to 1,300 people across the globe are affected by it. To find out what's making news around the Limestone Coast, it's time for us to catch up with Wade.
Morning, Ewan. In the local news today, we look at a state ombudsman report investigating the mayor of the District Council of Grant. A community forum discussing palliative and end-of-life care is being held tonight at Mount Gambier's City Hall. The Stand Like Stone Foundation has delivered $50,000 shared between five different community groups in the southeast. And nearly 300 school children are gathering at the Mount Gambier Library for a simultaneous storytime event.
Now on 963 Triple M, people are still out of their minds after the Game of Thrones ending of Season 8 on Monday. And the man who started it all, the author of Game of Thrones, George R.R. Martin, has given his verdict on the show's final. Now, he reckons that it was fantastic. He reckons the writers have done a great job. He disagrees with the 1.3 million fans who have jumped online to gain support for Season 8 to be remade completely. And he's talking about the fact that the last two books haven't even been written yet. So seriously, the last two seasons of Game of Thrones have been, I suppose, written with the help of George R.R. Martin, but out of the minds of the HBO writers. Now, he reckons that we're going to get to see a lot more in the 3,000-page books to flesh out the characters that you may not have seen as part of the TV series, but he does reckon there is going to be one or two surprises along the way. And hopefully the series on TV and the books will end up in much the same sort of fashion.
The Limestone Coast 963 Triple M.
The Limestone Coast 963 Triple M. Yesterday I caught up with the team from AC Care. Trish Sparks joined me for a chat. We were talking all about the AC Care blanket appeal. As we get closer and closer to winter, it's going to get colder and colder here in the Limestone Coast. And if you've got the opportunity to help out, to donate new and clean warm blankets for those less fortunate within the Limestone Coast community, we would love to hear from you here at Triple M. If you have the opportunity of bringing in some blankets, if you've got the opportunity of picking one up when you're out shopping next, please drop it in to Triple M's reception, corner of Grey and Commercial Streets. We'll pass it on to the team at AC Care, and they will go to those in need across the Limestone Coast in the lead up to winter. There are a lot of people who are suffering hardships across the Limestone Coast, not just those that are homeless, but those who are in economic difficulties with the likes of power bills and those sorts of things. So any help is greatly appreciated.
Feels good.
Waking up has never felt so good.
You and Grant for breakfast.
Hey, if you've got the opportunity today, if you're up nice and early this morning and you're trying to work out what you are going to wear today, it is Wear Orange Wednesday. Now, Wear Orange Wednesday is all about the emergency services, specifically the SES, and I'm going to try and find out a little bit more about it later on this morning and about what the SES does here in the Limestone Coast.
You and Grant
for breakfast.
The Limestone Coast 963 Triple M. Yesterday, the world found out that Formula One legend Niki Lauda had passed away after a horrific car crash that disfigured him for life. He went on to win races. He weathered the crash of a passenger jet during his time as an airline entrepreneur. And on Monday, the Austrian triple world champion died at the age of 70, less than a year after receiving an emergency lung transplant. We've got more details on the life and times of Niki Lauda on online at triplem.com.au. He really was a remarkable individual, though. Now, on 963 Triple M, tonight there is a fantastic forum from the health services here in the Limestone Coast. Yesterday, I got to chat a little bit about it, but I want to tell you more and give you the opportunity to go. We'll do that in the lead up to 7 on Triple M.
You and Grant
for breakfast.
Triple M, there is a palliative and end-of-life care forum that's going to take place tonight at the main corner. If you would like to go along and be part of it, we've got all the details online at Triple M's Limestone Coast Facebook page. But I got to catch up with Maureen Klintberg yesterday and Naira Buchanan from the hospital to talk all about it. And here is just some of what they had to say.
Palliative care is provided for a person with a serious illness who has little or no prospect of cure, and for whom the primary treatment goal is quality of life. Palliative care can support by relieving pain and other symptoms, providing emotional, social, spiritual, practical and financial support. And that's where this Wednesday night at the forum, we will be highlighting all those practitioners who offer that support to the patient and the family, because palliative care also includes the family within the unit of care.
Now, talking palliative care overall, it's not just old people that we're talking about either, is it?
No, so certainly it's all age groups, which is important to note. And palliative care is not just about patients who have cancer. So it's any situation where they're at the end of their life, which they can get palliative care for.
Now, we've been talking about it, especially off air. It's a conversation that people don't necessarily have, and you can't get to the final stages where somebody says this is inevitable to begin having those conversations with family and friends and finding out what resources are available in the Limestone Coast.
Yeah, so it's really important that people are able to talk about it, and equally important, we give training to our staff and medical staff, nursing staff, on how to approach the questions that they'll be asked and put across to people in a sort of a comfort way, but also giving them hope that with the best palliative care, they will have comfort for the end of life.
Nairo Buchanan and Maureen Klimberg talking yesterday. You can catch up with the full interview online at triplem.com.au, and you can find out all about the Palliative Care and End of Life Forum taking place tonight at the main corner, simply by jumping online to the Triple M Limestone Coast Facebook page.
Ewan Grant.
The Breakfast. Triple M.
It is the Limestone Coast 963 Triple M. This morning we talked about the fact that I got a call from one of our Limestone Coast family talking about a house fire in Barku Road. Emergency services were on the scene. Now, this morning, the team from the MFS in Adelaide have released this message.
This is Louise Gardner from the Metropolitan Fire Service at 6:15 a.m. on Wednesday, the 22nd of May, 2019. At approximately 4 a.m, the MFS and CFS attended the house fire at Barku Road, Mount Gambier. Four fire trucks were responded and the fire was extinguished by the combined efforts of MFS and CFS firefighters. An adult male was transported to hospital by SA Ambulance Service with minor burns to his arm. The extent of damage and the cause of the fire are yet to be determined.
Now, big shout out to all the fire services this morning, the MFS and the CFS, who always do an incredible job. I'm always amazed by what they do. We're going to have more. Wade will tell us in the news across the morning this morning.
Ewan Grant.
The Breakfast. Triple M.
The Limestone Coast 963 Triple M. Interest rate decreases are in the news. They reckon there's going to be a cut to interest rates over the course of the next couple of months. Aaron has been talking about it this morning. Wade is talking about a number of issues from right the way across the Limestone Coast, including the Mayor of the District Council of Grant has been cleared of any malicious action by attempting to alter council documents. We'll find out more about that in just a moment on Triple M.
Wake up feeling good.
You and Grant for breakfast.
Feels good. Oh, Triple M.
Now on 963 Triple M, I've got to send a shout out to Dutchie Hogan, who got on the Facebook page last night. I must admit, at about 11:30, with all the talk that was on social media last night, I put a post up going, you know, did you see the flash of light? Did you hear the boom from the meteor that crossed overhead? And do you know what it was? A lot of people have jumped online over the course of the last couple of hours, and Dutchie was one of them. He reckons, sorry, haven't got the hang of this flying thing as yet. Tripped over my cape and landed, which triggered the headlights. Now, on 963 Triple M, if nothing else, I give him 10 points for his creativity and his post that he put up online. And, of course, from all reports, it was a meteor that came across last night. There are reports from right the way across South Australia into Victoria, as far away as Melbourne, who all saw the flash. Somewhere around 10:40, 10:50 last night, it woke me up, I think, which is how I know about it this morning, because I was studying the inside of my eyelids. It's 7:06, and on 963 Triple M, I have got something very, very special for you.
Now listen. Jimmy Barnes
here.
He's shutting down your town. Tickets on sale next Friday, along with his new album.
My criminal record.
For tickets and info, head to jimmybarnes.com.
Limestone Coasters, I have some absolutely amazing news. Aussie music icon Jimmy Barnes is bringing his Shut Down Your Town tour this September and October to a city near you. How awesome is that? A mate of mine is going to be absolutely over the moon. I reckon I'm going to text him in a couple of minutes and let him know. Barnsy is going to be playing his huge hits like Working Class Man, plus new music from his upcoming album, Your Criminal Record, which is out next Friday, the 31st of May. Now, tickets to the tour go on sale the same day, Friday, 31st of May, 9 a.m. These are going to sell fast, so make sure you don't miss out. Triple M presents Jimmy Barnes' Shut Down Your Town Tour with special guest Jet at the Adelaide Entertainment Centre, Sunday, October the 13th. Tickets are on sale 9 a.m. next Friday. Tickets at ticketek.com.au.
You and Grant.
Triple M, Barnsley, bringing you Shut Down Your Town tour to Australia. September and October is where it's all happening. A city near you is where he'll be performing with Jet at the Adelaide Entertainment Centre, Sunday, October the 13th. Tickets are on sale 9 a.m. next Friday, and tickets are available from ticketek.com.au. Today is Wear Orange Wednesday, and I have got Kim on the line from the Mankambi unit of the SES. Kim, good morning.
Good morning, and how are you this morning?
I am fantastic. Now, Kim, Wear Orange Wednesday. What's it all about?
Well, it's about the recognition for the tens of thousands of SES volunteers from around Australia that help keep our community safe.
Now, for people who would like to show their support, is there a way for them to take photos and prove that they're wearing orange and put it up on Facebook or anything like that?
Yes, there is a... there is a Facebook link you can do that too at the moment. It is...
No, that's all right. What's the link?
It's www.ses.sa.gov.au.
And, Kim, there are, as you say, thousands of people who are involved in SES each and every day. What's it like being an SES member, and what got you to join the SES?
Basically, I wanted to do something to my community. I was at one stage there helping at my local primary school, but I wanted to do a bit more to the community, so I joined our local SES unit. And, yeah, I've been a part of that unit now for about 7.5 years.
And what are the best bits about being part of a group like the SES?
It's the community feeling. It's we've got several units around the East region.
Mm-hmm.
With over 100 members within about 6 units. And, you know, we all enjoy the camaraderie and just giving something back to the community.
And, Kim, what are the sort of things that you get to do as part of the SES?
We do a variety of tasks. Most people see us out when we do storm and flood response, but we also do vehicle accidents, we do vertical rescue, we can do general rescue, land search, and we assist SAPOL with any task they request from us.
And what are some of the things that you have been able to do through SES?
I've helped with many in lots of different ways. I'm trained in all the previous tasks I've just said, so I've helped the community with some... assisting SAPOL, assisting with the ambulance, assisting with the MFS and DFS.
Mm-hmm.
I've assisted with people with either phone calls. And, yeah, no, it's been good fun.
And what would you say to anybody who might like to join the SES?
It's really, really good camaraderie through each other, the units within our region. And it's just a lot of fun. And at the same time, we're giving stuff back to the community.
Wear Orange Wednesday. It's taking place today. If you're getting up nice and early this morning, you're getting set for work, if you've got something orange in the cupboard, it would be fantastic to Wear Orange Wednesday and be part of a great cause to show support for the SES and emergency services. You can jump online to the Facebook page and show your pics there. Kim, great to talk to you this morning.
No, thank you very much for having us, and you have a good day.
Across the Limestone Coast, you and Grant for breakfast. Feels good.
17 after 7, the leadership challenges for the Labor Party are underway, and there is two people in the race so far. You're going to hear more about it with Erin across the morning this morning. It's a process that's possibly going to take anywhere up to a couple of months, apparently. Now, on 963 Triple M, talking local news, Wade is about to keep us up to date with some of the stories that he's following this morning.
Morning, Ewan. Making local news today, a man's been taken to hospital after a house fire at Barku Road, Mount Gambier, at 4 a.m. this morning. Southeast residents are talking about a meteorite that was apparent in the night sky last night. The Mayor of the District Council of Grant's been absolved of any wrongdoing for attempting to alter a council document. And a free palliative and end-of-life care forum is being held tonight at Mount Gambier's City Hall.
Now, in regards to the palliative and end-of-life care forum tonight, not only did I catch up with Maureen Klintberg and Naira Buchanan from the hospital yesterday to talk all about it, all the details are online at our Triple M website. You can go to the catch-ups and take a listen there. But we've also got all the details of the forum taking place tonight at the main corner. You can check out the details at our Triple M Limestone Coast Facebook page as well. You and Graham for breakfast. Right the way across the Limestone Coast, it is 963 Triple M. We are giving away club cash at the moment here at Triple M, and I would love to see you walk away a winner. $1,000 is on offer as the cash handouts continue here at Triple M, and I can think of probably 1,000 ways I could spend $1,000. I don't know about you, but if you would like to kickstart your home renos, if you would like to have that holiday away for the kids that you have always wanted, maybe a weekend away, what you want to do? If you're a club member, you're automatically in the draw to win $1,000. If you are not a club member as yet, head to triplem.com.au. Make sure you become one right now. You and Grant for breakfast. Now, one of the stories that you're going to hear more about today, James Corden is back with his carpool karaoke, and this time he has caught up with Celine Dion, and you've got to see what happens as part of it, because Celine, if nothing else, has proved that she is a character, not just a diva. And the guys were singing a recreation of Titanic in what has been called the best carpool karaoke ever. I can't wait to see the whole lot of it.
Across the Limestone Coast, you and Grant for breakfast. Feels
good, Paul. Now, Limestone Coasters, one of the things that I read yesterday afternoon was about Casey Chambers. Now, Casey is an ex-local to the Limestone Coast, spending some time down at Southend and Beachport and around the Limestone Coast. Can you believe it's been 20 years since Casey Chambers first released her hit, The Captain? Absolutely sensational, and a great girl who spent some time here in the Limestone Coast, gone on to amazing things in the world of country music.
Triple M Rocks, Limestone Coast local sport. Thanks to Harvey Norman Mount Gambier.
Time to talk some sport around the Limestone Coast. And Milo and I were just talking about the fact that the footy show looks set to be coming back to our television screens by the end of 2019. Time to talk some local stuff, though. Mate, good morning.
Yeah, good morning you. Good morning, fellow coast. On this crisp autumn morning as we head towards winter. Now, we're talking junior footy. Of course, the Junior Carnival at Kingston, Sunday the 9th of June. And you've got to have coaches, you've got to have support staff. So a big thank you to these people. K&T, the under-14s, Craig Watson's coaching. The assistant coach will be Paul Schroeder. Under-15s, it's Will Nolan in the seat. And the under-17.5s, and here's a footy name from the past, Scotty Carberry. I think he's still playing B grade and has filled in at the A grade at the Naughty Boy Kybies Club. So well done to you, Scotty. And no doubt he'll enjoy coaching his son, Bodie Carberry. And another legendary name up there, Tom Kern. No, good morning, Lee, at the Narracourt Herald. Now, in terms of mid-sea, big thank you, Zach Dean, under-17's coach. The under-15's coach will be Maddie Faulkner, past medalist down there and premiership player. And goal kicker extraordinaire. And the coach of the under-14s would be Reese Carlson, which is a famous name down Mount Burway many years ago. So and I think Reese is pretty capable and won a few awards in the coaching arena himself. Now, of course, Western Border, they'll no doubt have a troop together. And I think Kane Ransom will have that in the Western on Saturday, the squads and the coaches there. And with all those youngsters, all the best. It's the pathway. It's the start of Gunnild having a look at you, and you never know, you could go all the way to the AFL, as we have quite a few ex-lads that played in those carnivals strutting their stuff in the big time for big bucks. Now, South East boys, and this is proof perfect, Gunnild under-18s, and this is where these lads are aspiring to. They defeated Centrals on the weekend. They sit six out of a competition of eight, and in that side on the weekend we had Will Schrover from Keefe, Reed Cooler from West, Angus Weir from Robe, Hagen Wright from Kingston, Ty McManus from, you guessed it, Killangadu, and Noah O'Brien from east of the border there at Caston and Sanford. And out of that combination, well done Reed Cooler, having a terrific season up there for ex-West Gambia, and hopefully they'll get him back for quite a few games and maybe the finals. 32 possessions, 7 marks, best on ground. Angus Weir-Robe, 25 possessions, 5 marks, and Will Schreiber-Keefe, 18 possessions and 9 marks. Just a reminder, the Rump and Red Night at South Gambier this Saturday night, 7:30, two-course meal, special guest, Dancin' Dougie Hawkins, ex-VFL great, and he's always good to listen to. $60 a head, so check South Gambier's Facebook site for that, and tickets are selling fast. Yui, later we'll catch up with Beth Searle talking South East Coast basketball, then Frank Wilcox, Limestone Coast of Woodball, and then the women's version, South East Women's Soccer.
Absolutely. Beth's going to join us soon. We've got classics galore for you on the way. And in the lead up to news, Clive Palmer is making headlines after the election. He spent almost $60 million, got 3.4% of the vote and still didn't win a seat in Parliament. But he says the federal election advertising spend was better use of his fortune than donating to charity. I tend to disagree, but that's just me.
Triple M Rocks, Limestone Coast local sport. Thanks to Harvey Norman, Mount Gambier.
Morning again, listeners. Milo, Triple M, talking local sport. The ball keeps bouncing at the Ice House, South East Coast Basketball League. Good morning, Beth Searle.
Good morning, Milo. Good morning, listeners.
Now, interesting spread of games last week in the men. Bulldogs red 78, too good for Roos 58. Now, I go to the next game, and there's no doubt a story here. Panthers over the ton, 101. Kurt Rodas 26, Jaden Lawrence 25. Plenty of height there and muscle. Defeated Bulldogs blue 92. Simon Birkfield, he's into the 40s with 41. And one of the young guns, Mitch Hunter with 33. Gee, what a game that must have been, Beth.
That was a fantastic game, and in the final quarter, Simon Birkfield was seen as his absolute vintage best. He picked the team up and dragged them to what they considered to be a three-point win, but not to be denied, right on the buzzer. Kurt Rodas threw up a prayer, and in it went, and so it went into overtime, and then from then on, Panthers steadied and took control to run out winners 101 to 9. To 92, but an excellent game and very entertaining, Milo.
Alley-oop, and Cat 65 defeated Cougars 57. I didn't get any full details through, but that must have been a good game as well.
Yes, it's Cat's first win. There aren't any details. I don't know whether there's a computer glitch or what it was, but Cats will no doubt be pleased, and they won't be worried about the statistics and the point scorers. They had a win 65-57.
Grinners. Now, in the women, another good game. Cats 55, Lucy Denton with 21, Jess Venn with 14, the Millicent girls, defeated Bulldogs Roo, first outing, the United Comp 51. Now, Bulldogs Roo would be pleased as a group that's been put together to get so close.
Yes, Coach Malcolm Allen was very pleased with the performance, and really, throughout the game, there's only 1 and 2 points separating them until the last, the critical minutes of the game, those last 2 or 3 minutes when Lucy Denton found the hoop with some clever play. Jess Venn showed some composure on court, and it was a case of the Bulldogs' young guns in Nolte and Sarah Nolte and Claire Hunter running out of steam, which allowed Cats to get over the line.
Yeah, and of course, Cougars 73 accounted for Panthers 45. Now, we have a round this evening, and in the Boos, just boys, just your selection, Beth. Bulldogs blue fourth, Cats fifth. Oh, this is an early Final Four game, I reckon.
Yeah, although Bulldogs blue will certainly be smarting after that overtime loss, and I think they'll easily account for Cats.
Okay, Roos third. Will Cougars cause them any distress, the winless team?
Well, I think that'll be a very interesting game. It'll depend on who actually comes to play with the sides. And with Braden Uzi just a game or two away, I think that Cougars might get up in that one.
Lucky last. Undefeated Bulldogs red, top of the Roost, take on Panthers. So this might be the game of the night.
I think it will be, and if Panthers thought they had a tough one last Wednesday, we'll come tonight and it'll be even tougher because you've got the two, Matt and Luke Black, and you've got throw-in Duncan Reid, who's been in terrific form. So I think Bulldogs Red will probably just get over the line there.
Beth, just keep an eye on the time with the women. Bulldogs Roos combined, can they crack their first win against Cougars?
No, Cougars were very dominant and in control, and with Tennille Gray fit and healthy, I think this will be a big win to Cougars.
Derby, Derby, whichever way you want to go, it'll be undefeated Cats. We'll take on Saints. What sort of result do you expect here in the grudge match?
Well, it'll be interesting to see how it turns out because I think that Matty Haggett's returning to strengthen Saints. So this will be a close one and I'll just say Saints will just get over the line from Cats.
Our Millicent team will win. Beth, thanks for your coverage and we'll catch up next week.
Yeah, that's one thing we can be sure of, Milo. Yes, I look forward to next week when we can review our predictions and see how wrong or how right we were.
Thanks, Beth.
Beth and Milo joining us this morning for a chat about what's going on in the world of basketball. Earlier this morning, got a phone call from one of the Limestone Coast Triple M family. There was a house fire out at Barku Road and emergency services were on the scene. I've got Louise Gardner, who's given us an update from the Metropolitan Fire Service on what took place this morning.
Good morning. This is Louise Gardner from the Metropolitan Fire Service. Four appliances were responded to the incident, which included three MFS trucks and one CFS truck, and a total of 19 firefighters. A chainsaw and small hand tools were used to gain access to the property and extricate a male occupant who had been transported to the hospital with burns to his chest and airway. Property damage is estimated at approximately $200,000 and the fire corps investigators will arrive later today.
Now on 963 Triple M, hopefully the man concerned is in an okay condition. Wade will keep us up to date across the morning with any further developments there. And it's almost time for us to catch up with him. In fact, Aaron's going to join us in a moment with all the national news you need. And I will be back after 8 playing the game. Triple M's secret song, $600 today.
Feels good.
Waking up has never felt so good.
You and Grant for breakfast.
Limestone Coasters, there was a flurry of activity on social media overnight. Wade was talking about it in the news. There was a meteor that shot across the sky at about 10:40, 10:50 last night. It lit up the Limestone Coast. And if you jump online and take a look at some of the Facebook pages that are around for chasing meteors, it seems that there are a lot of people from right the way across South Australia into Victoria, right the way as far as Melbourne, who caught the meteor as it arced and drove across the sky. Now, I'd like to know whether you saw it. I'd love to know whether you've got vision of it on a dash cam. And if you have, make sure you share it on the Triple M Limestone Coast Facebook page this morning because I would love to see it. I reckon I was woken up by the noise, but I didn't get to see the flash in the sky at all because I was studying the inside of my eyelids. Now, on 963 Triple M, we are going to talk Triple M secret song. $600 today is what is on offer. What would you do with $600 if you were lucky enough to jag it? That is the question. If you reckon you know what our song is, if you reckon you would like to take a guess at it, 132710 is the number to call.
I got a little secret I'm going to tell you.
The Triple M secret song.
For Harvey Norman Furniture. Get it now. Lounges, dining, outdoor. Do a deal today.
On 963 Triple M, we are playing for $600 this morning with Triple M's secret song. It is all thanks to Harvey Norman Furniture. And here is the clue. That is it. It belongs to a song. It's a song we play on the radio. And if you can work out what it is, there is cold hard cash that could well be yours. Here's that clue again. That's it. Phil's on the line. Phil, good morning.
Good morning, Ewan, once again.
Now, mate, you and I have talked a few times with this clue. And every time we talk, you seem to be pretty confident about what our song could be. Until, of course...
Well, I listen quite a bit.
Right.
I'm on the go from 1:30 in the morning till 3:30 in the afternoon most days.
Mm-hmm.
And the radio doesn't go off Limestone Coast 5SE.
Cool as.
Right, so when Luke's on, I listen to what he plays. When you're on, I'm absolutely got all the ears going cranked up.
Right.
And... yeah, I even listened after Ray Hadley show to the guy
in the Arvos, yep.
Yeah,
what
he plays.
So
yeah, it comes up with some clues, but yeah, it's the clue you give that doesn't help, really.
The only clue I've ever given is that we play the song on the radio.
Yeah, and I reckon you played it this morning.
Really?
Really?
Really? Okay. Now you've got me intrigued.
Well, that's my opinion, but my opinion don't count for nothing. So, yeah, I think you're with Roy Orbison's Pretty Woman.
Roy Orbison, Pretty Woman?
Yeah.
Sorry, mate.
See, I told you my opinion don't account for much.
Great guess. Not the right one, though. We'll try again sooner, yeah. Right?
Yeah, I'll go back to the drawing board.
Fair enough. Have a good day, mate.
Yeah, you too. See you, Ewan.
On 963 Triple M 11 after 8 tomorrow, $620 could well be yours. Triple M's secret song. It's all thanks to Harvey Norman Furniture. Here is our clue. One more time for you. That is it. Our clue for the secret song. If you reckon you know what song it's from, I am going to give you the chance at cold hard cash on us here on your local.
Ewan Grant. For breakfast.
Triple M.
Triple M.
The Lobster Coast 963 Triple M. Big shout out to Phil. Missing out on the $600 this morning with the secret song. This weekend, it's going to be a massive weekend for us here at the Lumstone Coast Triple M. We are rocking Jen's Hotel. It's going to be an absolutely sensational night. Clearway, I don't know whether you know Clearway or not. A lot of people of a certain age will have rocked out to Clearway when they played here in the Limestone Coast over the years because they've been tracking around South Australia since the mid-80s. They've performed at every pub in Adelaide. They've performed at Clipsal 500, the Sea and Vines Festival, and they're coming back for what is going to be a great show. And it's going to be a great show for you guys, me included, because it's the music that we like to listen to. The likes of Elvis, Rolling Stones, even some of today's hits like Good Charlotte and Nickelback. It's going to be a great night and a chance for you to break out the platforms and the flares and be part of it. Triple M rocks Jen's Hotel this Saturday night, 25th of May. Tickets are just $20. They include two free drinks on arrival, and tickets are available from Jen's Town Hall Hotel and from Triple M's reception. The best bit about the night, not only are you going to get an absolutely sensational night, but Azza and the team at Jen's are helping us out to raise money for the Kids Awards of the Limestone Coast. We're raising money with Triple M's Gimme 5 for Kids for the Mount Gambier, Millicent and Narra Court Hospitals. So all the money that's raised from Saturday night stays here in the Limestone Coast. So it's a great cause to get behind as well. As I said, $20 a ticket, includes two free drinks on arrival. Tickets are available from Jen's Town Hall Hotel and from Triple M's reception. And I want to see you there on Saturday night. It's going to be absolutely massive. Oh, Triple M.
Let's turn the feel-good back on.
Feels good. Ewan Grant for breakfast.
The Limestone Coast's 963 Triple M.
It is 963 Triple M. It's 18 after 8. Earlier this morning, I told you all about Aussie icon Jimmy Barnes bringing his Shut Down Your Town tour in September and October to a city near you. Going to be performing at Adelaide Entertainment Centre Sunday, October the 13th. He is going to have special guest Jet at the Adelaide Entertainment Centre, and tickets will go on sale from 9 a.m. next Friday. Tickets are available at ticketek.com.au. It is also the same day that he is going to release the brand new album, Shutting Down Your Town, which will be available on Friday the 31st as well. Now on 963 Triple M, time to catch up with Wade Funnett. Was making news.
Morning, Ewan. In the local news today, approximately $200,000 of fire damage has been caused to a Barku Road home in Mount Gambier this morning. Visions emerging of a meteorite or shooting star tearing through the night sky between Adelaide and Geelong and over the southeast. A palliative care and end-of-life forum's being held in Mount Gambier tonight, highlighting services that are available locally. And close to 300 schoolchildren in Mount Gambier are participating in National Simultaneous Storytime today.
Now on 963 Triple M, the Palliative Care and End of Life Forum, which is taking place tonight, is going to take place at the main corner. If you'd like to be part of it, we've got all the details online at triplem.com.au. If you jump online to take a look at the meteor that crossed the sky last night, there is a great website, Facebook page of Meteor Hunters in Australia, and there's some amazing shots from Dashcam over in Victoria of the meteor as it arced across the sky.
Ewan Grant.
For breakfast.
The Lobster Coast 963 Triple M. Great to have your company this morning. It is Wednesday the 22nd of May. Weddings have been a topic of conversation here in the Limestone Coast Triple M over the course of the last couple of weeks. A friend of mine is getting married, and there was a lot of discussion about how much that wedding is going to cost. And I've got to admit, for someone who has never honestly thought about getting married in my life, even though laws passed to say that I actually could. I am amazed at how much weddings cost. I really am. I am totally blown away. And to think that a friend of mine is looking to spend over $20,000 on his wedding, I thought was excessive, but apparently not, because this morning I was reading about a lady in Queensland who wants to spend $81,000 on her wedding, but she's got a very ingenious way that she is paying for it. She's looking at recycling to help her do that. Now, up in Queensland, a bit like South Australia, there's a 10 cents return for containers. But Queensland, from all accounts, have gone a little bit further than we have in South Australia. She has managed to collect 51,455 containers so far as part of her collecting. Now, she's had the help of a whole heap of people across her community who are helping her to pay for her wedding just by recycling. She's made $5,000 so far. She is a long way away from the $81,000 that will be needed to pay for her wedding entirely through recycled containers. But she's well on her way. And congratulations to her for it, because obviously having a wedding that's going to cost $81,000 is a huge, huge stress for anybody to think about. And if you work out a way for someone else to pay it or to do it without costing you too much, then that's a good thing. Now, speaking of cash.
Triple M's Club Cash.
It may not pay for an $81,000 wedding, but it's going to pay for an awful lot. $1,000 cold hard cash. It could well be yours as the cash handouts continue on Triple M. If you're a club member, you are in the draw. You've got a chance to win. Al, the captain of the club, on Friday, he could be calling you. But seeing as it's Wednesday and we've only got a couple of days to go, you need to jump online. triplem.com.au. If you're not a club member as yet, if you would like the chance to win the $1,000, I'm giving you that opportunity. triplem.com.au. Al, as I said, he's going to be back on Friday. He's going to be doing a call. Someone has got to walk away $1,000 richer. And whether it's home renos, whether it's a weekend away, whether it's paying some money off a wedding, who knows? Whatever it is, you could score the $1,000 on us here at the Limestone Coast, 963 Triple M.
Wake up feeling good.
You and Grant for breakfast.
Feels good.
Now, if you didn't know already, I am a bit of a fan of Downton Abbey, the TV show that was on television for a while. Now, there is a brand new movie that is coming out. There's been a lot of talk about it. And the brand new trailer, the first trailer for the movie, has dropped, and it looks absolutely spectacular. I'm a bit of a fan of Carnarvon House as well. What a nice place that'd be to live. Now on 963 Triple M, if you would like to check it out, jump online across the day today. You will find out some secrets about what is going to come up in the brand new movie. I cannot wait for it to be out.
You and Grant
for breakfast. Triple M.
The one, the only, Billy Joel, turned 70 recently. Was talking all about the fact that he was growing old gracefully. Now on 963 Triple M, lost and founds for you this morning. All thanks to Harvey Norman Mankambi, the biggest range and the best prices. A staffie has been lost in Mankambi. We've got nothing to report in our found file. But if you've lost or found anything across the Limestone Coast, if you'd like our help to maybe find it, you can always give us a yell. 87255155 is the way to get hold of me and Gabs. And to find out about Lost and Founds, of course, all thanks to Harvey Norman in Mankambia. Lost and Founds will be back in tomorrow at around the same time. Now, as we get close to Saturday, I am so excited about Saturday. Clearway, band from Adelaide. They've been rocking South Australia since the 80s. They are back in the Limestone Coast, and it is going to be a huge night Saturday night. Triple M will be rocking Jen's Hotel. And if you'd like to break out the platforms and the flares, have a great night out on us. Tickets are just $20 each, which include two free drinks on arrival. Clearway, going to play stuff from Elvis to the Rolling Stones. Some of the hits from today, like Good Charlotte and Nickelback as well. They've been rocking pubs, bars, and festivals all over SA since the 80s, even performing down here on a number of occasions. There are a lot of people who would remember Clearway coming down to the Limestone Coast. If you'd like to go for a great night on Saturday night, all the details are online at Jen's Hotel's Facebook page, also at ours here at Triple M. And all you need to do, grab some friends, get together, be there Saturday night. You are going to absolutely love it. Best bit about it is we're helping to raise money for the kids' wards of the hospitals here in the Limestone Coast.
You and Grant
for breakfast.
Triple M rocks Limestone Coast local sport. Thanks to Harvey Norman Mount Gambier.
Morning again, listeners. Milo, Triple M talking local sport. It's Round Ball, our regular. Good morning, Frank Wilcox.
Morning, Milo. How you going?
Good. Now, Bendigo Bank, Southeast Women's Football Association, Round 2 Zocca. Now, Inter Country Football Club, two own goals. They lost to United 5. And well done, Jazz White on target with 3.
Yeah, very nice. That would have been a good game.
Now, Apollo City 9, big score. She got a slice of this. Nolly Brown with 5 and Evany Rex with 3. They absolutely thumped Portland. So let's hope Portland can improve. Or Apollo that good?
Apollo are good, but Portland had problems at the beginning of the season putting enough players together for a team. Looks like they've done that, and they might have some younger players coming through. So hopefully Portland will start getting it all together as a team and start to show some improvement. And that could happen next week when Portland travel to Millicent.
Ooh.
That'll be a very, very good game. Millicent did really well in the Pink Ribbon Carnival. They won that. So that could be a very, very good game. I expect Millicent to win, but yeah, you never know.
Okay, we've already done that one, but Millicent were informed because they whacked Wanderers 6-0. Claire Davey 2, supported by Jamie Grigetic with 2. And also, we won't forget Kimberly Ferguson. So they're sharing the round. You did go for Millicent. So we look at the other games.
And remember, too, that that's Wanderers' first game of the season.
There you go. So they will get better.
Yes.
Now, Apollo City will host Central's women, who should be fresh.
Should be a very good game next week. Apollo v Central's, both in the seniors and the under-16s. Wanderers play Inter, and United under-16s play Inter under-16s. And Millicent in the seniors, Millicent play Portland, and in the under-16s, Millicent have a bye because Portland don't have an under-16 side.
Okay, let's hope the best sides win, and we'll talk about it next.
So long as it's good football, the most important thing is having people out there on the field.
Continual improvement. That's what all coaches like. Listen to the coaches, try things, and continually improve. Now we turn to the boys and men. Limestone Coast Football Association Steel Line Premiership. Good morning, Tony and Deb, and the roving rep Mel Lockwood. Now, seniors, Millicent got a win over the other out-of-towners, Narracourt, 1-0, so they'll cherish that.
And that's very nice to see because Millicent are building a new team this year. Mm. So that's they've only been together a short time, is what I'm trying to say. So to see them come through and have a win, that's really going to boost their confidence.
Apollo 6 defeated Portland in a big way, 1. And the Iroquois boy was on target with 2, so Portland got a bit of work to do there.
Yep, I think so.
Now, the other game, seniors, Inter, staying in the winners' list, defeated Blue Lake 5-1. Matt Buetti, the fashionista from the Gold Cup, who loves kicking a goal, and he got 2. Caleb Casey backed him up. So Inter just starting to show a bit of consistency.
Inter, once again this year, I think it's going to be Inter, Apollo, and Centrals are going to be the teams to beat. And whenever they play each other, they're always great games.
Okay, and in front of us for this Sunday, Apollo versus Centrals selection. Centrals?
I lean towards Centrals, but with the way Apollo are playing, you never know. So, yeah, I think Centrals will have it just over Apollo. I think Inter will beat Narracourt. Inter are travelling up to Narracourt. And the Millicent-Portland game, that's the game that I think will be very, very interesting because Portland coming off the back of a loss, Millicent off the back of their first win, should be a great game.
May the green be with you. I'm going for Millicent at home. And Frank, as always, no refs, no games, so be nice to those umpires.
Be nice to the refs, yeah.
You and Grant.
For breakfast.
Triple M, I am out of here. Before I go, tomorrow I'm going to start talking about weekend events. So if you know of something that's happening across the Limestone Coast, something that's happening in your own backyard, remember to let me know about it. Reach out to us at our social pages, email me, or pick up the phone tomorrow morning, 13 27 10. I've got to run away. Guy is coming in this afternoon. More of the classics for you. He'll talk more about Triple M's club cash and the $1,000 on offer as well. Tomorrow morning, I'll have $620 that could be yours with Triple M's secret song. It's all thanks to Harvey Norman Furniture. Have a great day today. I'll chat to you tomorrow from 6. Make sure you join me right here on Triple M.